Blog Talk Radio.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain.
Welcome, America. You are with Breaking News Journal on air radio for Saturday. And, you know, today is Saturday, the day the young people like to watch TV and VH1 and read their comic books and all kinds of things like that. Well, today we have a real special surprise for you because our reporter out of Phoenix, Arizona, Mr. Noel Rosen from the Cat Protector and Panther Tech, he is here with us, and he's going to share with you a lot of fun things that's been going on with the comic book conference, and I don't know how to say it well, but it's Comic-Con, and I know he'll share with you everything about it. And then we're going to get into some of the serious topics that Noel has been a part of, and we'll talk about those later. But right now we're going to talk about the comic books and the Comic-Con and all those people and all those crazy costumes. Hi, Noel.
Hi, you doing, Ruth? And, you know, hello to everyone out there listening to Breaking News Journal. What you're referring to is Phoenix Comic-Con, which is actually happening May 23rd through the 26th down at the Phoenix Convention Center down there in downtown Phoenix. And I think everybody, we've covered it on Cat Galaxy for the last 2 years, and this is kind of exciting for us because, you know, we're not only going to be reporting for Cat Galaxy, but also, as you know, reporting for Breaking News Journal. So it's going to be a great time, huh?
Oh wow! What's involved with covering something like this? This is kind of unique because we want to broaden our horizons at Breaking News Journal. I mean, we have so much serious stuff that we have to talk about that is really good to have something, a break into it. So tell us the behind the scenes, what you've covered before, and what some of the fun things that you've covered in with these conferences and stuff.
Well, you know, the first time we actually covered it was a couple of years ago, and actually this is an opportunity. This is a convention for sci-fi, fantasy, horror, comic book fans, and even those who like writers. They bring in some really, really good guests from sci-fi and from TV and from the comic book world. You know, some of the authors and some of the writers. You know, this year, they're actually going to have people from like Stargate SG-1. Amanda Tapping is going to be there. If you're into writing, this might be good for you. Do you know who Terry Brooks is, Ruth?
No.
Okay, he's a writer. He's a pretty famous writer. He's actually going to be at Comic-Con. You're probably familiar with Nichelle Nichols and Walter Koenig,
the old
Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be at Comic-Con. There's just a whole slew of people that are going to be there, but it's not just the guests that really make Comic-Con special. It is the people. There's so many friendly people at this convention, and many of them actually dress up in costumes, and it's not just the people that exhibit, but actually a lot of the attendees actually dress up in costume.
Yeah, that's a big thing, isn't it? I mean, do you dress up in costume when you go?
The first year I did not, because it was all straight-laced reporting and getting getting the stories that we needed for Cat Galaxy. But last year I did dress up and did interviews. So I kind of, you get into the whole spirit of the thing. You don't have to be serious. You know what, Bruce, the great thing about Comic-Con is you check all of your serious stuff at the door, and you go into another world, and you can, it's basically, from what I have heard from other attendees, is that this is Halloween on steroids. and I think, I mean, people my age, your age, young people, I mean, they're all dressing up, and families, whole families actually get into this event. And their kids dress up and the parents dress up. This year, actually, I am dressing up. I've actually, so we're going to try to get a picture of it for Breaking News Journal, because I know that.
You will. I know you will.
part of the whole event is, it's just basically having fun. And there's panels that you can visit, and you can hear about how comics, how the comic book artists do their thing, your favorite actors and actresses from sci-fi TV. You get a chance to actually hear how they, do their job and what goes on in their shows, and you get kind of a Hollywood behind the scenes a little bit. Last year, I mean, it was incredible, because last year, they had people like William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy were sharing the same stage.
My goodness.
Tony Amendola from Stargate SG-1, and he's done films like the Zorro films and stuff. He was there.
Okay.
And you get a chance to actually get up close with your favorite, writer, your comic book artist. A lot of the comic book artists right there in the exhibit halls, they have their own tables, and it's just an all-around, great fun. And I got to tell you, Ruth, I don't think 4 days is enough.
You don't.
to do everything that you want to do at Comic-Con. There's just so much to see and do there. The list is really, really endless, and it's
gonna
a lot
be,
of fun.
It's going to be from what day to what date?
May 23rd through the 26th. If you want to get all of the information about the convention, you can go to www.phoenixcomiccon.com, and it'll give you all the pricing info and everything that you need to know about the convention.
Okay, and you can make sure you put that information on Breaking News Journal.
Yeah, we are
so
already
in
the process of getting that up online.
You are so astute. I mean, you're so computer savvy. I just can't keep up with you. Every time I say something, you're like, "We're already doing this." I'm like, "Okay, thank you." You're always up on it. But I bet you didn't know this. That the closest that I have come from to all this comic book stuff is Major Roddenberry, Gene Roddenberry's wife, and I and Steve received an award in Hollywood in the same year. We were at the same event, and we were being honored for our work in Hollywood, and we received an honor with Major Roddenberry. We are behind the scenes. We were in a private room, and our elder son got a chance to meet her. And for those of you who don't know, she's the wife of Star Trek founder Gene Roddenberry. And she even played in some of the Star Trek programs and stuff like that. So that's my little bit of comic book information.
Well, you know what? I'm surprised they didn't ask you. I think that I'm going to suggest you as a they need to bring Ruth Bryant White in for Comic-Con in 2014. It's funny. Was Gene Roddenberry as tall as they said that he was? They said some of the people that have met him said that he was kind of tall.
I bet you he was. I never did get a chance to meet him personally, but Major was very tall. She was tall,
okay.
And she died, I think, in 2000. She passed away in 2000. Oh, I want to say 2006 or 2007. I didn't find out about it until I was reading a newspaper. I was going through people who had deceased. They were in the entertainment industry, and I saw her name, and it just broke my heart because I knew nothing about it. And we had become kind of close. We were keeping in contact with each other through email and stuff, and she was a very wonderful person. She even brought her own mother, who was in a wheelchair, to the honors that we received that night. So, you know, I had a special, I saw her behind the scenes and what kind of person she was. And one of the things about me is you can have your face on when a camera is in front of you, but I like to see how people react behind the scenes. And she was a real genuine person behind the scenes, and that's what I go for.
Well, you know, it's really funny because last year at Comic-Con, I actually met some of the people that were, you know, from old sci-fi shows. Erin Gray, you know, I met her. I met Gil Gerard. You know, they were from Buck Rogers. They were on the Buck Rogers TV show. Very, very nice people. But I think, another memorable moment for me was actually while I was down on the floor reporting, I did walk up and was able to share cat stories with Tony Amendola. And, of course, he was telling me about a cat that apparently visits him and some of the other neighbors in his neighborhood. So, you do get a chance to go and meet, you know, some of these people. They do have, autograph sessions where, you pay for a photo and they sign it or... and then there's a photo booth, I guess. They have a photo table, and some people, you know, they pay money to, get that memory. So there's a lot of things that they can see and do. They can get original artwork from the comic artists. Met a lot of different comic artists when I was at this convention, covering it for the last 2 years. You just have to go. I think Ruth White just has to go to this one.
Oh, God. Are you going to make me go next year?
I don't know
what I'm going to do with you. You've been trying to get me to Phoenix anyway for the longest. So he's going to try to get me there for, this is going to be a sight. I don't know. Yeah, that's like, you know, so wild. What, I mean, those people that are there anyway, I mean, I don't know what I would do with anything like that. I do like animation for children, and I guess that at the Comic-Con they not only deal with the characters and stuff, but do they deal with how they actually make animation come to life on screen?
Yeah, you actually have to go to the panels. I think that, a lot of the panels they have are like half-hour, one-hour panels, and you actually get to hear how they do some of this stuff. And a lot of stuff that they have done, there have been some people that have attended Comic-Con that actually have booths in the exhibitor hall, and some of these people are producing web-based TV shows that are sci-fi shows and stuff. So you get a chance to actually talk with some of the people that actually make this stuff. They have gaming there. They have the video gaming there. They have the regular role-playing games there. They have the cosplay stuff, which actually happens when you're in character. I'm actually getting, as you can tell, I'm actually getting my costume ready for Comic-Con, actually.
Are you going to tell me what your costume is going to be?
I'm actually doing an original character that basically is a tribute to all the cat rescuers out there, all of the ones that have, dedicated a lot of their time to help save the lives of cats. And the character that is, may be renamed, but it's right now we're calling it Calico. And basically have, I've got the I'm obviously gonna have the I'm going to have a cat trap or a cat carrier. I haven't decided yet. I've been going back and forth between that prop because I put a stuffed a stuffed animal cat inside the carrier, and of course it looked pretty cool. So I might switch back and forth between the trap and the carrier. And basically also going to have the sidearm. I'm going to have the automatic. I'm going to have the automatic rifle. I'm going to have the dark sunglasses. I'm going to have the coat. I'm going to be decked out, but I don't think I'm going to be decked out as some of the other attendees. They have the Star Wars people come dressed as stormtroopers, and I got to tell you, Ruth, I don't know how they do it, but it gets hot. It's going to be close to 100 degrees outside. Huh?
You mean in the costumes themselves? I mean,
yeah,
it's really hot, and then you don't know how they stand out there and be involved.
Oh, I don't know how
costumes.
They manage to stay cool with those outfits, except because even when you're in the convention hall, you know, you're talking about a lot of people, and of course, even though it's air conditioned, you're actually basically covered, and so.
Yes.
Some of the costumes don't have as good, you know, breathing space as others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So mine is actually, I'm going to have at least a little breathing room. But, you know, I'm obviously going to have an assistant with me, so we're going to be able mm-hmm. to get some of the, you know, smartphone technology is really great. And one great thing about smartphone technology is the fact that, you know, I can get all of the, you know, at least get, you know, some of the, you know, some of the interviews either by audio or video and get brief shots of that. And I'm going to be taking a lot of photos. And, yes, I will definitely be getting those on to not only Cat Galaxy's Facebook page and Twitter feeds, but also on Breaking News Journal as well.
Yeah, because tell people about your website for CAS, because, I mean, this is so funny, guys. I mean, we're going to, when we launch the Breaking News Journal TV channel, we're going to have a special program that's going to be produced by Noel for the CAS. I mean, hey,
yeah.
I mean, if we're going to do outdoors and indoor sports and stuff, we might as well do something for CAS, too, because I love CAS as well. I love CAS more than I do dogs, because at least dogs slobber all over you, and I don't like all that slobber and stuff, you know, and cats are independent, and I like the fact that cats are independent.
And it's not too weird. It's not too weird. See, I thought that, you know, they would find it really strange at Comic-Con 2 years ago when I went to cover it, that a cat-related radio and TV station would actually be covering it. And I got confirmation that that was not the weirdest thing they ever had at that convention. So, you know, well, you know what? Because it is, everybody is like welcome. They don't look at, you know, they basically say, you know, that this.
You guys are
some
all aliens
actually,
to them.
Yeah. So, some people say that this is like the convention for the nerds, you know, but really, when you really look at it, it's a convention that really opens up a lot of the imagination because the costuming is really great. A lot of these people that are dressed up in costume, it's absolutely, I mean, it's they do some awesome costuming, and they have some very authentic looking stuff. And of course, you know, if you ask a lot of these people, you can get your picture taken with them. There's so much openness at this convention, and I think it is worth the price of admission to go.
How
to
much does it normally cost?
I think when they're doing online, the full event pass up until May 22nd, if you purchase it online, is $50.
Uh-huh.
So you get like all 4 days. I mean, there's membership info, and I'm pulling it up right now, actually, through May 22nd, 11:59 p.m. If you buy it online, it's $50. But the day of the event, if you want to buy a full membership, is $60. And then, of course, there are single-day memberships. The Thursday, which is like a preview day, is $15. For the preview day.
That's hardly ever. You can't hardly find anything that cheap anymore. So I would say go out and go, and everybody go out there and pay your $50 and do all 4 days. I mean, you can't
yeah.
beat that. You can barely buy a meal for $50 nowadays.
Well, yeah, and on Friday, up until May 22nd online, it's $25 if you purchase it online around the same time. But when you go to the event, it's $30. At the door, and then on Saturday, it's $30 till May 22nd online, and then it's $35 at the door the day of, you know, the day of the convention. You go out and you buy your ticket, and then on Sunday, it's $20 when you actually go. They have all the information at phoenixcomiccon.com. Looks like they've got a lot of great information, and they seem to keep it very up to date. So that's the place to go. if you want all of the event info.
That's really good. Okay, now you've done some real exciting stuff on the serious side that has to do with some political things and, you know, gun rights and also some other things. And I want you to talk about a couple of them because, I mean, it's hard to keep up with you. You're covering everything. You're usually live.
Yeah. I haven't really done a lot of it, you know, lately. But, yeah, I have gone down and spoken out at the state capitol on, you know, gun rights, you know, the rights mm-hmm. of the gun owners to keep their guns, and of course, I think it was a couple weeks ago, we covered the Phoenix gun buyback program, mm-hmm. Program that they had launched here in the city of Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Everybody can go on Facebook and see the Breaking News Journal Facebook page and see all those guns, those buyback guns.
Yeah, and you know, many of them were old guns, and I didn't see any new ones being traded in. I think it was old guns, and basically you trade in your gun, you get a Bash's gift card, you know, groceries. Mm-hmm. It was basically they called it guns for groceries. But I didn't see a lot of people, you know, trading in new weapons. It was already stuff that was, you know, been sitting on their shelf that they've never used or it's never been fired or it's just collecting rust or dirt or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we've covered that. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of stuff with Safe Haven and mm-hmm. volunteering for them because despite all the reporting there that I do for Breaking News Journal, I am also, you know, a volunteer in my community and go out I'm the public information officer for Safe Haven, which rescues cats and finds them really good homes. As a matter of fact, last weekend, I mm-hmm. rescued a cat from
from
my area. Yeah. One of my neighbors had moved out and had left their cat behind to fend for themselves. And basically the cat was not neutered, so I was able to rescue him. I got him into Safe Haven where mm-hmm. he is now being treated medically, and then soon mm-hmm. he'll be ready for adoption as soon as he's cleared. Mm-hmm. We've also rescued, I didn't personally, but one of the other stories is that rescued another cat. A volunteer had brought in a cat that was already pregnant. This was a few weeks ago. Over the last couple weeks, over a week ago, she had her kittens at Safe Haven. And, of course, this cat was only 6 months old. So the baby was giving birth to babies. We're in kitten season right now. So it's going to be a very, very heavy time where the animal shelters, the animal rescue organizations are just being slammed with cats right now because kittens are being born. And, yeah, a lot of that could be alleviated, Ruth, if people just simply stayed and neutered.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
But baby is being a really good mama, and she's taking care of her kittens. And I think that when they're old enough and they go up for adoption, I think mama and kittens are going to be, they're obviously going to be adopted.
Together.
So.
You think they're going to be adopted together?
It's really rare if a whole litter of are adopted all at one time, but.
Mm-hmm.
But mama cat being a baby herself, being a kitten herself, only 6 months old, I think once she's weaned her kittens and she's done what she needs to do with her kittens, you know, mm-hmm. obviously the kittens will go up for adoption, and then mm-hmm. you know, mama will be up for adoption, and I think mm-hmm. that they're highly adoptable. So I think that kittens tend to get adopted out a lot faster because people love the kittens. But I think baby is going to find a good home. I don't think it's going to be a long wait for her mm-hmm. because she is such a she's such a sweet cat. And Jack, the one that I rescued, I have no doubt that after he's cleared, he's going to find a really good home. So,
hey,
you know, a lot going on. But I do not expect that even though I'm going to be dressed up in costume at Comic-Con, you never know. Who knows? If they find out that I'm in Cat Rescue, who knows? I hope I'm not bringing any cats back from the convention. But, you know,
you may have somebody that might say, hey, I want to do a show about your cats and your cat costume and your new costume and your new character and stuff. They may.
Well, I don't know, but, you know, I'd have to talk it over with the management here. And, of course, I'd have to talk it over with you, Ruth. You know, B&J, you know, Breaking News Journal is obviously getting bigger.
Oh, yeah, it is. And I thank you for doing all the work you have, you know, because now, I think that was one of the first times I really had gone on the Breaking News Journal Twitter, B&J Global that you created for Breaking News Journal. And I really love it, you know, trying to call myself learning how to tweet and not knowing what I'm doing and just sending out all kind of crazy stuff, trying to learn how to do all this stuff because we have so many major things coming up in the future, you know, and so I just really am glad. So even if you end up in a costume, end up doing something where they want to put you on a cover of a cat magazine, cat cartoon magazine, I don't care. I think that's great for you. I think that would be a wonderful thing. We'd all love it.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, obviously, you know, come in 2014, Breaking News Journal, because I know that you have been doing some projects yourself, Ruth, and you know I have no doubt that we're going to get, you know, all the money that we need for B&J so that going to be doing, you know, and producing a lot of quality shows.
Yeah, a lot. We're going to be really busy. We're going to be very, very busy. I expect that in the next couple of months, if not this month, but we will know. We will definitely know soon, you know, because there's a lot of tentacles out there and a lot of things happening. And so I'm looking forward to a lot of the major things that we're getting ready to do. And I just wanted to take this time, though, to be able to spend some time with you. As someone who's out there all the time talking about the issues that are concerning America, as well as taking some time to do something fun and to talk about an issue that never gets talked about in the news as if it's not important. I think it's important. If you feel that being a comic book character is important, we need to talk about that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got to tell you. I got to tell you, Phoenix Comic-Con, the big one is also in San Diego. But I think Comic-Con, from what I have seen and what they have been doing, I think they're going to be much bigger than the San Diego Con at some point. And because it keeps growing and the crowds attending Phoenix Comic-Con keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger every year. So, you know, my hat is off to them. It's going to be, you know, everything that we cover does not have to be serious.
Absolutely.
We
have to break the monotony with something.
We need more balanced news, and I think you know, positive news is just
it's news,
as valuable.
It's still news. Rather, if it's positive, it's news. It doesn't have to be all drab, and I don't want that for Breaking News Journal. I like upbeat types of things, fun things. We're, you know, covering fashion and all kinds of other stuff. So we're going to be doing all kinds of stuff. So this, what you're doing is vitally important. I really appreciate you being on board. I just feel really, really, I really feel honored to be a part of what your world is and what you're doing there. I mean, you're our eyes and ears in Phoenix and in the Comic-Con and in the world of cats. So you got about three titles there pretty much, you know. And so I just I know you love doing that.
Well, thank you there, Ruth. Maybe that's what Breaking News Journal needs to do next year, is get a booth at Comic-Con.
Oh, my God. I should have known you were going to come up with something like that.
We want to get the young crowd in there, and you want to get interested people. And I think if you make it as non-political as possible when you're there at the convention, you can certainly lead into that. And of course, anybody really can buy, get a, exhibitor space. But I think that would be great for Breaking News Journal to get exhibitor space down there. I'll have to look it up. I've never gone for exhibitor space there.
Well, you know what? Go ahead and check that out while you're out there, and we'll see what we're going to do and what's in store for us for next year. Okay.
Okay, that's not a problem. I'm always on the lookout for new stuff for BNJ. So
I know you are. You do an excellent job about it. Well, our time is gone now, and I just want to thank you so much, Noel, for being on Breaking News Journal. I'm going to get this over to you because you're going to love this, and your mom and everybody's going to love this program.
Well, I think that and by the way, anybody that hears this that sees me down at Phoenix Comic Con, stop me. You can take my picture. And, of course, it's always great to talk with you, so.
All right, dear heart, I'm going to get this over to you. And you know what? You can send this to the people at Comic-Con, too, so that they'll know that they're already being talked about.
Actually, I'm going to be posting this on BNJ. It's going to go on the Galaxy feed, and it's obviously we're also going to be going, it will be sent to the Phoenix Comic-Con people. So I think that it's going to be fun. And you just have to go to this. I recommend people, if they want to get the full experience for Phoenix Comic Con, to go all 4 days.
Okay. Well, that sounds really good. That really sounds really good. Thank you so much, Noel, for being on Breaking News Journal and checking in with us. And I thank you so much for being our reporter and our eyes and ears for Breaking News Journal. You've done a wonderful job in setting up our sites on Facebook as well as on Twitter, and I thank you so much, Noel,
well,
and I'll talk to you a little later.
Well, thank you, thank you, Ruth, and hopefully, maybe if it's possible, maybe I can do maybe we should have a special broadcast next weekend, and I can call in straight from Phoenix Comic Con.
Why don't you tell me when you want to do it, and we'll set it up.
All right, I will do that.
All right, either next Friday or next Saturday. What do you think?
Next Saturday. See, Saturday is a big day for Comic-Con because there's a lot of action that happens over the weekend. So,
what you want to do. You after you figure everything out, tell me what you want to do. Okay.
Thank you, Ruth. It's always a pleasure, and you're doing some great, awesome work.
Thank you. No, you're doing the awesome work. Thanks so much, Noel.
Come rain, come shine. I meet you, and to me, the world is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. When you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed to tell you that you're marvelous. Tell you that you're wonderful again. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. And I love you under my skin.